This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States announced a new $300 million arms package for Ukraine on Wednesday, including air defense systems and tens of millions of rounds of ammunition, but warned Kyiv that U.S. weaponry should not be used to attack within Russia.
We have communicated privately to the Ukrainians as recently as last week or so, that we don't want to see U.S. supplied equipment used to strike inside Russia, that we don't support attacks inside Russia, and that we are not going to change our policy about not enabling or encouraging those attacks.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby. U.S. President Joe Biden and Speaker Kevin McCarthy are both confident the debt ceiling and budget cuts package they negotiated will pass while working to shore up support. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
McCarthy is facing strong conservative pushback, but insists he has enough votes to pass the bill. Number two House Democrat Catherine Clark says it's unclear how many Republicans will be there with him.
And the fact that it is still an open question.
Clark says Democrats are unified, but some progressives are unhappy with new work requirements for older Americans receiving food aid. Still,
I think things are going as planned.
Hours before leaving for Colorado, the president sent top officials to Capitol Hill to boost support before the vote. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A spokesman for Sudan's military says it has suspended its participation in talks with a paramilitary force it's been battling for weeks. The development is a blow to the United States and Saudi Arabia, who have for weeks been mediating the conflict between the nation's warring sides. This is VOA News. The U.S. government on Wednesday strongly condemned North Korea's failed attempt to put a spy satellite in orbit because it used banned missile technology. More from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters at the White House the focus should be on pressuring Pyongyang not to conduct further launches, because they are based on ballistic missile technology prohibited by multiple UN Security Council resolutions.
And they continue to develop military capabilities that are a threat not only on the peninsula but to the region.
The North Korean launch prompted air raid sirens to sound in Seoul, the South Korean capital, and a Japanese government warning to people on Okinawa to take shelter. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence will officially launch his widely expected campaign for the Republican nomination for president in the key Midwestern state of Iowa next week. That adds another candidate to the growing GOP field and puts Pence in direct competition with his former boss, Donald Trump. Pence will hold a kickoff event in Des Moines on June 7th, the date of his 64th birthday, according to two people familiar with his plans who spoke on condition of anonymity to share details ahead of the official announcement. Sweden is close to becoming the first so-called smoke-free country in Europe, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The status of being smoke-free means having fewer than 5% daily smokers in the population. Government in Sweden has made it more difficult to smoke in public and more expensive to smoke, but it hasn't stopped everyone. There's also the prevalence of snus, smokeless tobacco. It's banned elsewhere in the EU, but is marketed in Sweden as a cigarette alternative, made by Patrick Hildingsson's company, Swedish Match.
It's part of the Swedish culture. It's like the Swedish equivalent of Italian Parma ham or any other cultural habit.
Health authorities in Sweden are reluctant because of nicotine to advise smokers to switch to snus. I'm Ed Donahue.
A new study says Earth has pushed past 7 out of 8 scientifically established safety limits and into the quote-unquote danger zone, not just for overheating planet that's losing its natural areas, but for well-being of the people living on it. The study published Wednesday looks not just at guardrails for planetary ecosystem, but for the first time it includes measures of quote-unquote justice, which is mostly about preventing harm for groups of people. I'm Joe Ramsey.